Grace is staying on visuals or if someone else is doing visuals. I've got, I think, 7 pages of notes, and I'm going to jump around. So sorry, Bill, and sorry whoever's pressing the buttons at the back. I'll try to keep you where I'm going. Today, of course, is Pentecost Sunday. So we can say happy birthday, church. It's the church's birthday, and we can celebrate together. And of course, we recognize that on Pentecost, something really significant happens. Because throughout history, there have been people at different times who the Bible records as being filled with the Spirit. So if you take Joshua, for example, Moses' successor, Scripture says that the Spirit was on Joshua for leadership. Why? Because Joshua was going to be the one who led God's people into the promised lands. And he needed the Spirit of God to be able to do it. In his own humanity, his own giftings, however good or, you know, however great of a leader he was in himself, whatever gifts he had, the Spirit of God needed to be in Joshua so that he could lead God's people into the promised lands. Now, of course, we come then to the prophet Joel. We're just kind of staying in the Old Testament. So Joel is in those presentations somewhere. And Joel prophesied something really interesting. Because until this point, the Spirit was for individuals for different moments at different times. And Joel 2, verses 28 and 29, he prophesies, and afterwards I will pour out my Spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my Spirit in those days. So thousands of years before Pentecost, God said, I am going to pour out my Spirit on all people. Everyone say all.
All.
All. All. Repeat it, all.
All.
Does that include you?
Yes.
Yes. You are included in all. And it's not just for one gender. It's not like, I'm going to pour out my Spirit on all the women, but men, no. No, it says men and women. It says young and old. It says that the Holy Spirit will be poured out on all people. And of course, then in Acts chapter 2, we read that the Holy Spirit was poured out, that God was faithful. God did what he had promised. Now, I just want to remind you, I've taught some of this before, and you may remember it. If you go back to the start, Richard, if that's okay, John chapter 16. Because it's in the Old Testament. So that's good. That gives us a good foundation. God said it through his prophets. But then Jesus says something really significant in verses 7. Is there one more before that? Maybe not. Okay, so verse 12. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into, there's that word again, what does it say? All the truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. And John goes on, he will glorify me, because it's from me that he will receive what he will make known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will receive from me what he will make known to you. And so just go to the next slide. I want us to go through this. Do anyone remember this? No, you were looking at me blankly. Obviously not. Okay, go with that first sentence. All the truth.
All
that belongs to the Father.
It all belongs to Jesus.
The Spirit makes it known to us. So all that belongs to the Father is all the truth. It all belongs to Jesus. And that's what Jesus is saying in John chapter 16. Jesus is saying the Holy Spirit, he is going to come, and he is the one that will take what is true. He will take it from Jesus, because Jesus is the truth. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus says, everything the Father's given to me, and I am going to make it known to you. And the way in which I'm going to do that is I am going to send the Holy Spirit into the world, and he is the one that will lead you into all the truth. And herein sometimes lies the problem. Some of us get really nervous when we start talking about the Holy Spirit. Not Mabel. We know that. Mabel loves the Holy Spirit. Mabel loves the relationship that she has with the Holy Spirit. But some of us, we can get really nervous about this person called the Holy Spirit. And actually, some churches, and I know from talking with some of you, like those of you that are from Hong Kong, the Holy Spirit, he is not someone that was necessarily talked about a lot. But there is a challenge in that, is that Jesus did talk about him. Jesus did say, the Holy Spirit is coming, and he's got a job. And his job is to reveal to you the truth. And guess what we all need? We all need the truth, because we're all faced with challenges every single day of our lives, where we are presented with issues, we're presented with problems, we don't know what to do, and it's in those moments that we need to know what Jesus has to say about it. Well, of course, what do you say? Well, Gareth, I can read my Bible. Yes, you can read your Bible. And that's got lots of truth in it. Except that when you are not really aware of the Holy Spirit, or you're not actually asking the Holy Spirit for him to help you and empower you to remember that truth in the moments you need it, it's actually much harder. Now you might think, well, why does it have to work this way? Why can't God just be like just God by himself? Why is he in these three persons?
Well, my honest answer is, I don't know. That's just who he is. The beauty of it to me is that he's chosen not to just be isolated in himself. He's chosen to actually be in relationship all on his own. You know, he is never lonely. Why? Because there's Father, there's Son, and there's Holy Spirit, and they are all interacting all of the time. That's who he is. And then when he created you and me, he didn't just create a body. I mean, he could have just, well, I'm just going to make bodies that just move around. And you know, I can program them to dig and plant and sow and reap. I can get them all to do that, and they can look after the world. I want to create a world, but I need people to look after it. So that's what I'm going to do. He didn't do it that way. What he did was he said, no, I'm going to make mankind in whose image? His. Do you know that you're made in God's image?
Yes.
You are.
Yes.
Okay. I'm not lying to you. You are made in God's image. And therefore, because he is three in one, you are also a triune being. If I can use the word triune, three. You are body, yes. But you are also soul. And I want you to think about the soul as being the seat of your will. And your will is really your mind. That's where you decide. That's where you decide stuff is in your mind. But then you're also spirit. Because you're made in God's image. And so there's an eternal bit to you that's in there when you just got born into the world. So he made you in his image. And he wants you and me, he wants us to be whole in him. And that means that we can't just be two of the bits. Because if we're not all three, we're not complete. And sometimes the Holy Spirit, he's the one that kind of gets, I'm not sure about you. You can stay over there. Where it's, I feel safe just here. And, you know, I've seen things on YouTube and I've watched stuff, and the Holy Spirit seems to make people do weird things sometimes. No, thank you. So he's like, stay over there, Holy Spirit. But that's not how God wants us to be. Now, I thought of a little example this morning. Now, I want to just pick on one of the most like intelligent people in the room, I think. So Jeff, come up here. Jeff's got some brains. So just stand here for me, Jeff, if you would, dude. I want you to imagine that all our decision making starts where? So we say, right, we've got a mind, okay? That's what makes us do the stuff we do. We don't generally do stuff just, I mean, there are things that are kind of just built in, stuff that we learn over time, but a lot of the time, the way that we do things, the way that we act, the way that we behave starts with the way that we think. And Jeff, he's an intelligent man. Yes. But then, we need some kind of way to make it happen. Now, Thomas is one of the fittest people in this room, I think. Yes? Well, with all his running. So Thomas, can you come out for me? Yeah. Should we get you having a race and see if that's true?
Maybe not.
Okay. Now, I want you to imagine, so it starts with what we think, and then we've actually got to have the physical, you know, the physicality to be able to do, and Tom is, I can just see, he's a strong man. Not going to get him to do any poses or anything like that, just to show us his muscles. But we need that bit too. We need the ability to be able to go and to be able to do. But then it's what we think, how we think, comes into, right, I've got to do something about it, but then it's the actual interaction with others around us. And that's where the Holy Spirit, he comes in. So we know that Holy Spirit's representative here is Mabel. So. I'm sorry, Joanna, I'm just going to... And so we've now got a complete picture, because we've got what we need to decide, where we start, how we're going to act. Then we've got the, going to go. But now we've got the interaction with the world around us. And this is a complete picture of how God is and who we are, as we are made in his image. Or if you want a different, this is the other one I thought of. So, a lot of you I know work in computer programming, don't you? Yeah? Some of you work in IT. Software design, writing apps. So, when someone writes a computer program or an app, it needs a designer. Yeah? And I'm sure Jeff could program. Yes. Yeah. So you need to design that. But then you actually need the computers, or the, you know, whatever stuff is held. it's like a big room full of machines, I think. This is the picture. This is what I see on TV. It's like a big room full of machines. And we need that where the power is. But then to actually interact with it, what do we need? We need Wi-Fi. Yeah. Yeah?
Of all many things,
Wi-Fi. So, having the programmer, brilliant. They've got the idea, they've got the design. It's all going on in the machinery. But if there's no way of making it happen, that's no use, is it? You know, we've got to have that interaction. Give them a round of applause. Thank you, guys. So, I want you to really, I hope you get the picture. Okay? And if any of you admit, like, why three in one? Why work that way? Well, because that's who God is. He's made us in his image. And actually, as Christians, if you are a Christian here today, if you actually don't have the Holy Spirit and you don't have that bit of who God is working in your life, you're actually missing out. And the bit that you miss out on, the bit that I miss out on, it's the interaction that we have with the world. Because that's where the Holy Spirit, he is meant to help us. So just turn with me quickly to Isaiah 61, if you've got your Bibles. And this bit is on the slides, Richard, somewhere. I apologize for jumping around. Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord. So let's just read this. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Who is Isaiah prophesying about? Come on. I can hear whispers, shout it. Jesus. How do we know this? Because Jesus, in front of everybody, opened up a Torah and read this scripture, and he said, today, this is fulfilled in your presence. Who is Jesus? God. So God himself decided that he needed the Holy Spirit. This was the way in which he was going to do things in the world. This is the way in which he was going to interact on a day-to-day basis with people. Why did he choose this? Because it's who he is. Let's go back. It's who he is. He is three in one. He has been. Forever. And so when he came into the world, he said, I cannot deny this part of him. Because he could have, he's God, he's all powerful, he could have just performed miracles. So I'm just going to do miracles. But he said, actually, to do the miracles, to set the captives free, to do the stuff, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit has anointed me. I need the Holy Spirit to do that work. I'm going to choose to need the Holy Spirit to do, to interact, to be the Wi-Fi. That's how he chose to do things. And let's go back to what Jesus said. All the truth. Everything that belongs to the Father, he's given it to me, and the Holy Spirit is going to make it known to you. So I want to put to you today, brothers and sisters, we don't have an option if we want to live a full Christian life. We don't have an option not to engage with this part of who God is. And in fact, on the very day that the church began, the Holy Spirit was poured out onto those first disciples. And we know that everything that Jesus said in John chapter 16, again, always faithful, always true. Everything that Jesus had said, they were able to tell everybody else. Why? Because the Holy Spirit, he'd come and he'd reminded them. Sometimes we forget, I think, Peter and Paul and John and Philip and Tabitha and Dorcas, all these early church leaders, they did not have access to the Gospels. They didn't have the letters, because Paul was in the process of writing them. So everything they knew came from the Spirit. Everything they did came from the relationship that they had with the Holy Spirit. And now we are like super blessed. Why? Because we've got the Holy Spirit and we've got the Bible. We've got both. They never had that. We do. And that makes everything even more possible back now than it was back then. And sometimes I think because we've got the Bible feels like a safe place for us to stay. And please don't hear me wrongly. The Bible is foundational to everything. We have to be in our Bibles every single day, feeding ourselves with the truth. But sometimes I think we can get, well, because I'm a bit nervous about the Holy Spirit and what he might do, what he might push me into doing. And if you read the New Testament, you'll see that the Holy Spirit, he pushed those disciples into doing some pretty crazy stuff, into believing some pretty radical things. I mean, think about Peter and John going to the temple, and the lame guy, the guy that was disabled, just sat there going, can you give me some money? Now, out of this is sometimes I think where we get to. If we're in the Bible, we know that what we should do, we should try and do good to this person who's in front of us. Okay, so can I go, like, if we're in town, oh, let me go and buy you a coffee. Because I can do that. It's going to cost me a couple of quids. Bless you, have a coffee. When the Holy Spirit gets involved, it's like, well, we don't have anything to give you. Whether or not that was true, who knows? I'm sure it was. I mean, they could have found, let's go and try and find them some food. We don't have anything, but what we've got, we're going to give to you. Stand up and walk. And the belief that when they did that, the truth, Jesus Christ, was going to move in that situation. It wasn't about them, it was about who they knew. And the Holy Spirit, he got into their lives and they were like, well, you're going to get healed. We saw Jesus do it. He said we can do it. The Holy Spirit, he's in us. Right, you're going to get healed. And this is where, brothers and sisters, all of us, we need the Holy Spirit to be at work in each of us. Now, he got poured out on that day of Pentecost for a purpose. Jesus sent him for a purpose. Each of us, the Bible says we receive a deposit of the Spirit when we become Christians. Yes, we do. Because we become new, we're new creations. The old has gone, the new has come. You know, Jesus comes into our lives by his Spirit. But that isn't the end of the work. And all of us, every single one of us, we can be baptized with the Holy Spirit. On that day of Pentecost, those disciples, they were baptized with the Holy Spirit. They were baptized with power from on high. And he is still, the Holy Spirit, he is still wanting to reveal Jesus every single day. Yes, to us, because we need him today as much as we did the day we got to know Jesus. We all need that fresh everyday revelation of Jesus in our lives. But more than that, the Holy Spirit, he came so that we can reveal Jesus to the world. We can reveal him. We can be the Wi-Fi for heaven. We can be broadcasting heaven all of the time. And people who are searching, who are trying to connect, if I just continue to push the analogy, people who are desperate to connect with something, if there's nothing on broadcast, if there's nothing being broadcast, what have people got to connect to? But if we are broadcasting the kingdom of heaven with our lives, and this is the Spirit's work in us, is to partner with us in being that broadcast of heaven, then we get to bring supernatural life. Most of the time in the New Testament, the Greek for Holy Spirit they use is the word pneuma. It means breath. God wants to breathe on us afresh. And I know I'm probably going to make, I might make us all uncomfortable, I don't know. And I know that sometimes it can be easy just to stay in the safe place. But I'm going to ask Wentzie and Vivian just to come back and join me. I'm going to hand back to Stephen. But I would love Mabel, Joanna, Jeff, Sue, Wilson. I would love just to ask you guys to come to the front. And I'm going to invite you, as we just come back into worship for the last few minutes, if you want to receive the Holy Spirit afresh, you can leave your seat and you can come and receive prayer. And if we end up with a queue, fantastic. But I'm going to ask these guys here, if none of you move, I'm going to get them to come to you. Now, you could, let me be really, really clear. You can, if you say no, I don't want to be prayed for, they will respect that. And you will not be judged for it. Because this is a journey. And like I said, for some of us, we've seen stuff, we've been in churches, and we're just like, I'm just so unsure. I hope that what I've shared gives you a real basis for why we need this relationship with the Holy Spirit. I'm hoping I've given you that, and I'm challenging any kind of, oh, this is all a bit weird. I'm hoping that I'm moving your thinking on that. So if you don't want to receive prayer, then just please say, I'm not ready. And the guys, they will respect that. But if you stay in your seat and you actually say, no, I'd really like to be prayed for, then just say yes. Happy for you to pray for me. What's the reason for movement? I think sometimes it's just good to go, actually, I really want this. And because I want it so much, I'm going to move to get it. I'm going to leave my safe place and I'm going to go and get what I know God wants to give me. That's why we ask sometimes, come to the front. It's just about movement. It's a step of faith. Saying, I want this, God. I want this. So we're going to go to worship. I'm going to hand back to Stephen. Guys, just be ready. And please, once we started worshiping, if you want to come just... I mean, if you want to come before we start worshiping, feel free, but...
So Holy Spirit, we just want to welcome you. Come and move amongst us afresh.
Spirit, we welcome you. Holy Spirit, three in one God. Because only you can fulfill us and satisfy us. Because only a Holy Spirit can embrace us. May I just put all our mind, our soul to you. Help us go off from our eyes so that we can see you. Please touch our heart. Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit is in our midst. He's now opened his arms. And welcome all our brother and sister to come forward and seek for the help of Holy Spirit. Bible scripture said, the truth is spirit. Where there is spirit, there is freedom. Holy Spirit is the truth. Where there is truth, there is freedom. I declare that the Holy Spirit binds us from all the enemies who steal, destroy, and kill. Because Holy Spirit come to give us a rich and satisfying life. Holy Spirit is here. Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit God, Holy Spirit, thank you.
Holy Spirit is saying to you, you just got Holy Spirit, if you are the truth, if you are real, please talk to me, because your will is hard, your voice is harder than my thought, and your will is harder than my thought. Holy Spirit, please come, talk to me. Surrounding us. Gracious, help us to feel your love. Open our hearts and arms. Welcome you. Welcome in our midst. This is our desire. The Holy Spirit will set us free and put our chain so that we can know you more. Because you are the only God. Set us free and give us the truth.
This is my song. This is my song.
I saw a picture of a tree is growing in the middle of this place. Wherever we pray together, wherever we welcome the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit fill up the tree, and the tree is the tree in law. The tree is growing up, growing higher and higher, and become the cover of our church. There is blossom in the tree, and the tree is fruitful. Let's fill this place. It's the tree of life. It's cultivated by Holy Spirit.
This is my song. This is my song. This is my song.
Holy Spirit, guide us, lead us every day so that we can meditate you every moment. Because Bible scripture said, wherever we meditate you every day, every moment, just like a tree planted by a stream of water, which yields its fruit in season, and our leaf never withers, and wherever we do, we prosper wherever we do. Holy Spirit, welcome us, welcome you. Give us a not only blessed day, but a live in a victorious race. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Please take a seat for a moment, and thank you, worship team, and thank you for the Holy Spirit. I can feel the Holy Spirit is really, we are really encounter Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And yes, it's time to close our service, and tea and coffee is available in the other room. Please feel free to stay and chat with our brother and sister. And if you are newcomers, we welcome you to share with you a little bit more about our church. And finally, I would like to use a scripture to bless our brother and sister. It's from Corinthians 7. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be
with you all. May the Holy Spirit bless us all and